Well, Jim, if this success you formed defeat and a guest by your face at the end of the game, you weren't happy.
I'm not happy, no. I'm not happy at all. You know, I love winning games of football. We've had a great win in midweek, pushed us right into the playoffs. Great opportunity for us to cement our place, you know, against a team that haven't won away from home. And soft touch. I think didn't start particularly well. And then we warmed to it after 10 minutes. I say we didn't start particularly well. We didn't really have, you know, they didn't look really like scoring. But then we had a little spell where we hit the crossbar through Lee Molyneux. Looked like we had one cleared off the line. And then, as I say, I think that first goal was probably the weakest I've seen this season. Too easy. Not enough desire to get tight in a 2v2 situation to stop a cross. Three centre-halves in the box and a lad of 5'10 gets a free head and puts it in. And that's our Achilles heel. You know, it's I've mentioned the experience. I've mentioned this, I've mentioned that. But, you know, that you'll see that tomorrow on school, on the Sunday league pitches. It's criminal, that, because the first goals are very important. We know that, because once they got the first goal, you could see the spring in their step. Obviously, we've been struggling at home, and then become a little bit of an uphill battle. You know, performances. You know, I've got to look at myself with regards to whether I got the team selection right, because it's easy to get engrossed in it all after a fantastic win on Tuesday. But for as good as we were on Tuesday, we were as poor tonight. And it's easy when you're looking through the team and what you've got available to just go, right, we've won with that team and we picked the same team. And people will always say, yeah, you should never change your winning side. But there is occasions when you should do. Maybe I should have done today, because I thought some players looked really tired and off it. Some had poor days. You know, some players who've been playing a 7, 8, 9 out of 10 every week, drops to 4, 5s. And it all just accumulated to a poor afternoon by us. You know, we've not scored. It summed us up missing the penalty at the end. You know, we've had a couple of chances which we should have done better on. We've missed the penalty at the end, but we play like we play today. We don't deserve nothing, so take it on the chin. Fully expect the criticism after such a poor run of results at home. But, you know, we're in the top half. We're in a decent position, but we can't have going away. We'll probably go to Colchester and win next week and then come back home against Exeter and it'll all be the same again. That's just the way we are at the minute. We're too inconsistent. Won 6, lost 6. You know, goals against Collins, poor. So there's work to do.
Many of us will go away from this and we'll get asked the same question. Why so good away and why so poor at home? It's so hard, isn't it?
Someone's got the answer to it, you know. You know, there was a fan at the end who shouted something on to me. I weren't going aggressively towards him. I just wanted to hear what he'd said. And someone mentioned that he said, you know, you should wear the away strip at home. You know, I'm not. Everyone's got a right to have a go. And, you know, that's football. So, you know, apologies to him if he thought I was going over in an aggressive manner. I wasn't. It wasn't 100%. I just wanted to listen to what he had to say. But, yeah, it's... I think we're second in the form table away from home and we're looking good. Won the last four, or won 4 and drawn 1 out of 5. But at home, you know, apart from, we've had some good performances, as I say. You know, I'd take the Doncaster one on the chin. They were a good side, they were at it, you know, we were off it. But this is by far the most crushing one for me, because I honestly believed after the week we've had and the position we're in and playing against a team who haven't won away from home yet, you know, no disrespect to them, but we give them a leg up. And once they got the leg up, I thought they were very, very good and they closed the game out well. They played some good stuff. They got loads of energy. But that's what goals do to you. They got the first goal and, you know, give them the shot in the arm they needed. It killed us. And we didn't show enough fight and desire to get back on level terms with poor decisions all over the park, lack of urgency. I have to say, it was one or two looked really off the pace today. You know, so we've got to look at it again and try and get that formula, the winning formula, to get back at home, because at the minute we're all right and all right on the travels, and that's keeping us where we are in the division. But if it was based on home performances, we'd be in the bottom three. You know, there is teams worse off than us. I think the likes of Exeter haven't won at home yet, and one or two others. But we thought we turned the corner with fantastic wins against Portsmouth and Blackpool. But some of our performances have been good. You know, I don't think we deserve to get beat by Crawley. Even the Bournemouth performance was good, obviously, in a different competition. We played well against Stoke, but it's so frustrating for me that you can turn in decent performances and get results and do well so well away from home, but turning performances like we did today, it's not acceptable. And as I say, deserve all the criticism that comes our way, take it on the chin. But as men, we've got to take it on the chin and come out fighting next week.